There's lots and lots of vocabulary that relates to football. So I'm going to plan some episodes in which I go through like specific terms, specific bits of vocabulary relating to football. But really, in this episode, as an introduction, we're just going to chat about football. And then we'll move on to talk about the Premiership. We'll talk about some of the most important things you need to know about the English Premiership. And we'll talk about international football. So, James, welcome to the podcast.
I'm very happy to be here.
Let's just briefly talk about you, James. Where are you from, first of all?
I'm from a little town called Winchester, which is in Hampshire.
Yeah.
Which is in England.
Yes.
And it's one of these places where it's not really anywhere. It's in the countryside, and it's not near any big football teams.
Yeah.
Which is why when I came to choose a football team, I went back to where my parents and grandparents are from, which is Sheffield, in the north of England.
All right. So wait, you support which Sheffield team? Because there's two teams in Sheffield, right?
Yeah, I'm for Sheffield United.
Sheffield United. Okay. That now, two teams in Sheffield: Sheffield United and Sheffield Wednesday.
Yes.
I always liked the name Sheffield Wednesday because I don't know why they were named after the day of the week called Wednesday.
Mm.
So who do you like in the Premier League then?
Well, I've got a real soft spot for Arsenal. Yeah. They play a very attractive game, and they've not spent millions and millions on players. They've brought through a lot of young players.
Let's just talk about being a supporter for a moment. Now, when you meet someone and you end up talking about football, there is this sense that if you just support a team because they're successful, that's breaking the rules. You need to have a really good reason, a really good connection to that club. If someone asks you which team you support and you give the name of a really bad team, then that's, you're winning points. Because that shows that you're extra loyal to this team.
So yeah, I've stuck with the Sheffield United, and it's not easy. But people, when they meet you, you're right, they don't sort of say, "Oh, you're a glory hunter," which is a phrase we used to say at school a lot for somebody who supported the best team. You're hunting glory. You just like that team because they're winning.
The other thing about supporting a team is that many people believe that you should support the team that you live near to, or that you grew up next to. So your local team should be the one that you support.